This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
7 after the hour now on the, I was about to say, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, but, I'm Doug Steffen, and I do wish you a good day. It's Wednesday, the 11th of April, and we have lots of things to talk about, a lot of interesting guests. People will show up and give us their point of view, and then, of course, we have our regular focus on what's going on. Jennifer was, who's becoming quite a political figure, actually, a political host, I think. There's, what would you describe? Victoria Keelan is here. Victoria, how would you describe her involvement? She seems to be a presenter. She seems to be
engaging. She's a moderator.
She's a moderator of a lot of these political events that may shape or help shape the future of the state of California. I was reading on the plane coming back last night, or more to the point this morning, I'll tell you that story in a few minutes. The whole business about Jerry Brown and what the focus is there and how unrealistic it really is. It's so totally unrealistic. They've gone so far off the reservation. I know you tend to lean to the left, and I don't know where I am. I'm sometimes on the right, sometimes on the left, sometimes in the middle. Jennifer's pretty solidly, both of you make your points in your case as well for your point of view. Jennifer's on the right. But the maybe the showcase she's had in terms of California radio on that station in Los Angeles has helped her bring about some credibility in an area where people really are getting fed up. And there's a line, there's the old, you know what the marginal line was in World War II, the line between France and Germany was called the Marginot Line, and it was an imaginary line, but it was used sort of in people's minds. The French just kind of wanted to stop in the Hitler movement, and that was where the action took place. Anyway, the point here is that Jennifer and people in Los Angeles County, in Southern California, are not in wholesale numbers, but the pushback, especially to sanctuary cities, this pushback is becoming really strong. Orange County is where it started, but a lot of other communities say, wait a minute, what are we doing? And they're looking, you know, one of the keys, one of the real issues is the expense, and it's tax time. Tax money is due to the government by next Tuesday. Next Monday in some states, Tuesday in Massachusetts, because Monday's Patriots Day. But the people are looking at how much money is going into these things, and they're saying, wait a minute, this is nuts. We can't keep doing this sort of thing. So where there may be good intentions for some of this stuff, it is just impractical in terms of what it costs. So anyway, having said that, what are we doing trending-wise this morning? What sort of things do we have that are exciting?
Well, not exciting, but definitely bizarre. I don't know if you saw the images of this. A gaggle of geese was found dead in a parking lot in Idaho Falls, Idaho, in what wildlife officials are calling a freak accident. It's 51 birds clumped together, soaking wet, as golf ball-sized hail rained down on them during a thunderstorm on Saturday night. The images of this are just totally weird. And they're saying it's not the hail that actually killed the birds as they were migrating north. The officials think that the Idaho Department of Fish and Game said they think it was lightning that actually struck them all and caused them to just fall from the sky in a sort of biblical frog kind of way. Mm-hmm. It's really super.
Do you want to explain that reference? Biblical frog?
It's one of the signs of the apocalypse. The frogs will rain down from the sky, from the heavens.
Did you know, however, that in terms of some of the mysteries that you and I believe in philosophically, that frogs represent prosperity and abundance, and if you have one, frogs and rabbits. I have a frog by my back door, and I have a rabbit by my front door to represent prosperity at both ends of the house. So,
love that. Okay. Is that feng shui?
Yes. It's Doug,
because I've seen
feng shui according to Doug.
Right. I was going to say, I've seen people use little frog, kind of like garden statues.
Yes. Yeah, that's
I've
what I
have.
I've
seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
that's
cute.
What I have. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you can't go wrong with that. A little bit of extra luck, right?
Hope not. Yeah, we can all use it.
Fortunately for the birds, they could have used some, too.
Yeah,
and
right.
And then the other trending story is a little bit more is coming out now. You know, the family that had that just, again, in the bizarre world of news, the two moms who drove their kids off the cliff in California.
Yeah.
And another body was found floating. Some tourists identified
the body.
So
how many
floating.
Bodies have they found altogether? They haven't found all six of
the I think
the
they're
children,
still missing two.
Yeah.
Two, there were three children that were missing, and the one body, now they have DNA tests that they have to identify it. But yeah. Some tourists, I guess, were either kayaking by in that area that's sort of like a little cove almost.
Mm-hmm.
And so they identified a floating body, and they think it might be one of the three children who are missing. But now the 911 call has been released. A child welfare worker called 911 on the same day that the accident happened. And it was made by a child welfare employee with the Washington State Department of Social and Health Services. And the call came in at 10:30 a.m. And only a few hours later, the car had gone off the cliff. The employee told 911 dispatchers that she had tried to contact the family multiple times, but had been unsuccessful, so she was calling 911 for a welfare check. And she said she was looking into the mothers, or Sarah and Jennifer Hart, and she said they have six children in the home. I've been to the home on Monday and Friday, knocked on the door just this morning, no response. Different cars have been moving in and out, I noticed, so I feel like someone's there, they're just ignoring the door. So there's more and more clues keep coming out. Obviously, there was
pretty
something
ugly.
Up with this family.
Pretty and ugly.
You don't have just a social worker doing welfare checks if everything's honky-dory.
Right. They don't have. It's hard enough to get. When you want the government, it's like the police. When you want them, you can't find them.
Right.
When they're necessary, they're nowhere to be found. So in this circumstance, yeah, there's smoke and fire, I think. And that's sort of the message I get from you as well.
Yeah.
It's 14 past the hour. This is the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and Victoria Keelan. Jennifer, as I said a few minutes ago, involved up to her ears. There was some kind of a political rally. Anyway, that was where I was starting the story. And she was not supposed to be other than a minor participant, but the person that was hosting it apparently disappeared. And so Jennifer became the major domo of it. And that's why, although if I can fly all night and not get here till 4:30, why can't she
show? What happened?
That's going to be the next question. American Airlines, pull my hair out with them. And as loyal as I am to them, I don't know that they deserve my loyalty. This is I'll tell you a quick story because I don't want to belabor the thing. There's so many things going on today. I want to stick to it. But I try to do the same. What works for me is to leave here when I'm on the East Coast. When I go back to California, there's a 2:45 flight that gets me in around dinner time, and that seems to work for me. And then coming back, there's a 3:30 flight that gets back here at around 11 o'clock. And that's normally what I take coming back. So last night, or yesterday afternoon, I show up. Because I moved out of the bungalow that I've been in for the winter and put all the stuff in storage. And Brendan and I had lunch, and then I went to the airport. And for a change, I had all kinds of time. I was going slowly and thinking about a lot of stuff as I went to the airport. Wasn't worried about the traffic, nothing. I got there in plenty of time. And so I'm walking around, and the time for our departure is up on the board, and it gets to that time, and it's still on the board. And I'm saying, there's no plane at the gate, I'm saying to the lady who's behind the counter, where's the plane? Where's it coming? Oh, it's here. It's over in the hangar. It got in last night, and they were doing some maintenance on it, and it'll be over in just a few minutes. Okay, so that's 3:30, then 3:45, then 4 o'clock, and people are beginning to figure what's going on, or they're asking what's going on, and they don't have any answers. Or if they have answers, they don't give them to you.
I know,
and
that's the worst. You suspect that they really do know what's going on,
right,
and
they
just
keep
lying to you.
Of course, they keep telling you stories. So it went on and on and on, and it's finally now, by the time we got out of there, it was 7 o'clock last night. And that's California time. So 10 o'clock this time. And it was one malfeasance after another. And they just didn't seem like they had... The lady behind the counter, she was trying with what she had to work with, but she didn't have much to work with because they didn't give her information. She's calling upstairs to the tower, and she's calling over to the hangar, and where's the plane and maintenance, blah, 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 blah.
Now, is your whole flight pretty much gathering at this point?
Oh, but they've been standing around.
Yeah,
and they're all looking at me because every time there's something, I go up to the counter and ask, and I'm very pleasant about it because it's not their fault. In my old life, I probably wouldn't have been so pleasant, but in this life, I am because I know it's not her fault. But people are getting bananas.
Yeah.
Mostly, you know, there are a lot of... This flight is timed to meet the last buses that go north, south, and west.
What time is it supposed to land?
It's supposed to land at midnight.
Okay.
So the last buses are 12:30, quarter of one. So people normally have, you know, they're all set. So anyway, the bottom line is the captain, I said a couple things to the captain, and he was a little
snarky. Wait, how did you talk to the captain?
He was standing right there.
He was standing there waiting for the plane, too?
He's standing there waiting for the plane, too, and all the
Wow, he made himself a target.
Yeah, well, it wasn't his fault, but he was a little snarky.
No, I know, but...
And then he went off to the corner and sort of...
Went into hiding.
So, kind of.
I don't blame him.
So, anyway, come to find out that they found when they started, the plane has been parked outside and it was going in for routine maintenance. And then they found something at 2 o'clock that needed, they didn't work on it early in the day just to check it out. The problem they found wasn't until 2 o'clock. So whatever it was some kind of electrical, mechanical thing. And they
the
couldn't
kind
get
stuff
a part.
That working.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be flying around without all the stuff working. So the lack of communication. So I sent an email to the American Airlines, the public consumer customer part of the website, and I just said this is not acceptable. No information, and a plane that's practically new because they're using those 321 Airbuses that are about a year old. And some of them are less than that. So why do we have a major mechanical on a plane that's only a year old? And then we get on the plane, and we're ready to push back. Captain comes on and says, oh, we have another problem. They neglected, and he said it that way, they neglected to service the toilets. So the toilets are all full.
Oh.
We can't go across the country with toilets that are full, so we've had to call maintenance to come and pump. Now, wouldn't you have thought somebody would have been smart enough over in the hangar to look at the thing and say, oh, wait a minute, we got to get it all ready to go. We better service the toilets over here. No, they wait till it comes to the gate. Nobody asks the question. It's like you're running Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. This is the largest airline in the world. They have thousands of flights every day, hundreds of planes, and they have dozens upon dozens of departures from LAX. It's one of their core, one of their base cities.
Right.
They don't remember to clean the toilet?
Ugh.
So how in the world are they, what are they, what else are they forgetting or not knowing or not checking? So, anyway.
So 4 hours later.
So I'm here.
Four hours delayed.
Right, yeah. So 4:30. So here we go. Rim, 20 after the hour.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 4/14/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now 23 after the hour on the DJV program, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I go through some of the music news. First, though, TV news. I didn't see any. Well, actually, I did see on the plane last night. I did sleep a little bit, but I was watching the Ken Burns special on the Vietnam War that was on PBS some time ago, but I never saw it. But I watched a couple of episodes on the plane, and if you haven't seen it, it's A, riveting, B, do the French come off really badly, because they really started all of the trouble in Indochina. And then we don't look to Kennedy and his role and how it all came together. It's pieced together very well. And it isn't obviously for entertainment, but it is information, and it's well done, as most of the Ken Burns stuff is. So if you've not ever seen it, you might want to try to check that out. Otherwise, I didn't see. I saw the kind of, they put on the plane, on the entertainment device, a lot of extremely old or things that are obscure. And so every once in a while I check out some of this stuff.
You mean like Seinfeld from the late 80s?
Well, that too. Yeah, there's some of that, but there's also, there's a show on with Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey. It's a really weird police show. It's on one of the networks.
Oh, that's True Detective.
Yeah.
That was the HBO show. They got different actors for each season, and season one was Woody and Matthew McConaughey, and I didn't see it, but everyone raved about it. Season two was Colin Farrell and Rachel McAdams, and I watched that season and hated it.
Yeah,
but everyone said season one was great.
It was dark.
It's very dark. It's weird.
Yeah, right. Okay, what do we have tonight that's not weird, not dark, but just good entertainment?
Well, first, I've got a quick recommendation for you. If you have not seen the movie The Last Movie Star, starring Burt Reynolds, I highly recommend it. We watched it last night, and it starts out a little bit slow, and you're not really sure where it's going. But then it kicks in, and it is so good. It's so, so good.
Is it on Netflix, or is it in theaters?
It might still be in some theaters. It actually came out last year, and it did the festival circuit, and it got a ton of buzz. And then a month ago, it hit theaters in, I guess, a wider release, and Burt Reynolds was doing press for it on the Today Show and things like that.
Yeah, okay.
You would really love it. I never knew what a wonderful actor he really is.
Oh, he's
great.
I
always think of him in sort of funny, charming roles.
Yeah, the silly stuff. Well, the silly
But like sexy, charming when he was young, yeah. You know, smoking right. The bandit and things like that. But yeah. This movie is, it's really, really great. And I expect him to be nominated for everything when award season rolls around.
Good.
Highly recommend it for you. Good. Tonight, we've got a brand new episode of Empire on Fox at 8. And if you're a Harry Potter fan, Kara and I are, at 8 p.m. on the CW, it's called Harry Potter, A History of Magic. It's a celebration of the 20th anniversary of the first Harry Potter book. Mm-hmm. And it takes you into the British Library exhibition of J.K. Rowling's classics. And so there's lots of cool stuff with that. If you're into some Street Outlaws, there's a brand new Street Outlaws tonight at 8, brand new Survivor at 8 p.m. CBS, and a brand new Blacklist also tonight at 8 p.m. Yeah. on NBC. And and then there's also that new show, the Alex Inc. with Zach Braff.
From Scrubs.
Yeah. Right, from Scrubs, and he has started his own podcast company. So this show's kind of getting some buzz. That's on 8:30 at ABC.
All right, music news includes some info about Bob Dylan and Kesha singing classics with flipped genders. It's kind of interesting. It's called Universal Love Wedding Songs Reimagined. It recasts the genders of wedding classics and love songs in an effort to be more inclusive for the LGBTQ community. Artists participating: Bob Dylan, Kesha, St. Vincent, Death Cab for,
Death Cab for Cutie. The lead singer, Ben Gibbard.
Really?
They're an alternative rock band, yep.
MGM Resorts International in Vegas compiled the EP as part of a new marketing initiative where the songs are sung with pronouns flipped to the opposite gender. MGM says, if definitions of love and marriage are changing and becoming more inclusive, maybe it's time love songs caught up. Interesting thought. St. Vincent recorded a revamp of The Crystals, And Then She Kissed Me. Do we have that? Universal Love, Wedding Songs Reimagined, and now available on streaming services, available on vinyl, part of a Record Store Day on the 21st of this month. 28 past the hour.
About the girl, I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit, the sleepless nights I had.
The intention of consequences is to teach. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We have a tendency to minimize the pain we cause others and maximize the pain they cause us. When we mess up, we think, what's the big deal? I just made a little mistake. But when others mess up, we think, how could you? How dare you make that mistake? I would never. And we go on deluding ourselves that our mistakes are much more acceptable than other people's mistakes. As a parent, this can play out in you being much harder on your children than anyone was on you. But I expect more from them, you say. Great. Expect a lot. And give that much more understanding and patience to them. They deserve you giving them my four C's. Choices, consequences, consistency, and compassion. And for more on those C's, check out my book, Zen Parent, Zen Child. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print any.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
After the hour now, Tuesday is come and gone. Wednesday is upon us. Aren't you happy about that? Another chance for you to make good. Yesterday, I hope, was a good day for you, and today will be even better. I'm joined by my colleagues and cohorts, Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on the Middle East and protecting a monster. That's what Nikki Haley is the ambassador to the United Nations. She says that the Russians chose protecting a monster over the people who live in Syria. And the Russians, according to suit, just decided they would veto a resolution at the UN Security Council that would have established an independent investigation into the use of chemical weapons there. The draft condemned the attack. Maybe all of the PR that's come out of this is enough. You don't need the UN to condemn it because the international community has condemned it. And the Russians seem to be isolating themselves even from the Chinese. And I'm trying to remember whether was there ever a play? The Chinese haven't been involved in this. Chinese just as a matter of course, stay out of the Middle East pretty much, don't they? You never see the Chinese. I'm assuming they do. I've certainly never heard of any involvement. So there were seven nations
There was a draft that, well, so the draft from the U.S. condemns the attack. Then the Russians present a resolution that would have set up an investigation overseen by the Security Council, and that didn't go anywhere. So then the thing went back and forth. The usual political foolishness. At the end of the day, Ms. Haley said, history will record that on this day, Russia chose protecting a monster over the lives of the Syrian people. Russia trashed the credibility of the council. And so that's more in the chess game. Meanwhile, in Syria, officials say that they invited the UN's chemical weapons watchdog to conduct a fact-finding mission where the attack killed the 40 or something. Well, I guess it's how many people have died now. There were 40 killed instantly, and then a couple of hundred, I think, that went to hospitals there. And Bashar al-Assad, who's the bad guy in all this, says it will aid the organization. Well, that's the same kind of chess game that Saddam Hussein played. We'll hide the weapons of mass destruction, or they aren't there. Or we'll hide the chemical weapons aren't there, we'll hide them. They talk about full transparency, and we all know that it's a joke. It would be one thing if one or two countries sort of said this needs to be investigated, but no, pretty much everybody says it needed to be investigated. And so, you know, you just kind of, I don't know now that there's anything else to say about this, Victoria. Have I missed anything that you have seen or heard of in the last 24 hours or so? It's pretty much.
I'm not sure what the next step is.
Well, yeah, what do you do? Like, you're not going to go to war with Russia. What do you do? You embarrass them on the international level, but he doesn't.
Which they seem immune to.
He doesn't care. What does he give a damn? He doesn't give a damn. So, and neither do the others, people like Assad. That's not the way they think. They think about power and central control and themselves. That's what they think about. Other than that, nothing. Nothing gets through to them. And I suppose there are people like that everywhere. You've probably all met. Maybe you worked for somebody that was like that. Maybe you had, at one point in time or another in your life, you came, you saw somebody or you met somebody that was like that. Anyway, I just find it, annoying, angering, sad, all kinds of emotions that are a wrap to it. But it is what it is. So something that's more fun to talk about as we get into the world of sports, Sister Jean and baseball. She's gone from basketball to baseball. You want to explain?
Yeah, this 98-year-old gets around.
Yeah, she does get around. She's cute.
She's adorable. Everybody loves Sister Jean. Well, Sister Jean her NCAA tournament run may be over, but she is still getting a good seat at all of her hometown team's games.
Of course
she is.
She is
now known as the Celebrity Nun, and she threw out the first pitch at the Cubs game yesterday. Her Loyola Chicago Ramblers basketball team also made the trip with her, so they were there to support her as well. The Cubs' home opener was actually supposed to be on Monday, but they had a lot of snow, so they delayed it by a day. And so even though there was no snow yesterday, it was still really cold in Chicago. And
awesome. So 900 people went to the game. Yeah. That was it.
That was the White Sox game. I think.
That was the White Sox game?
Yeah, the Cubs had more. Yeah, but the White Sox game had 974 people. Awful. But Sister Jean was all bundled up in her new Cubs gear, and she was wheeled out onto the mound to throw the first pitch, and she was also presented with a custom Cubs jersey that says Sister Jean on the back, so the whole crowd was really happy to see her, and she looked like she was just having a blast.
All right, so from one religion involved in sports to another religion involved in other sports, Aaron Rodgers apparently met the Dalai Lama. He plays, he's football. I was thinking that Rodgers, for some reason or other, was a baseball player, but he plays for the Packers.
He does. So he's the quarterback.
He's over in India, so what's going on? Let's see what.
Yeah, he's in India this week, and from his meeting with the Dalai Lama, it looked like they were having a blast. The Dalai Lama's official Instagram account, yes, they have an official Instagram account, posted a picture of Aaron Rodgers and His Holiness laughing together while Aaron presented him with a Green Bay Packers cap and a signed football during their meeting at the Dalai Lama's private residence. And Aaron Rodgers is actually there with his girlfriend, Danica Patrick. They're on a week-long trip with Starkey Hearing Foundation to work with kids.
About him, but I like her. I've always liked her.
Yeah, she's great. But they're there working with this foundation to work with kids and adults receiving hearing aids, and some of whom on this trip with Danica and Aaron, some of these people, these adults and children, may actually hear sound for the first time thanks to this foundation.
Cool.
So it's great that they're doing a lot of, you know, charity work. And hey, the couple that charities together stays together, maybe, right?
I'll have to write that down somewhere. Yes, hold on to that. Do you know who David Elam is?
I do not.
Person in the news today, David Elam. He was sued by an unnamed woman in a California court. And as a result of that, yesterday he was ordered to pay $6.5 million in damages. He was accused of spreading naked pictures and videos of her online. The punishment believed to be the second largest revenge porn payout to a non-celebrity in U.S. legal history. She alleged copyright infringement, online impersonation, impersonation with intent to harm, stalking, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. She got $450,000 in damages because of copyright infringement, $3 million in compensatory damages, and $3 million for punitive damages. Good for her, that bum.
Mm-hmm.
People are using, you know, what's happening, and we see it now with a focus on Facebook and that hearing yesterday with Zuckerberg. There's a whole different can of worms there with that, but we are, our lives are so now entwined and almost inescapably so with the kinds of tools that are at our disposal. We can do anything, and if you're indiscreet or you're just a jerk or a bad person, you can do this stuff, or you're just off your rocker. So these sorts of things happen, and I don't normally want to either talk about this or promote this, but I think in this case, this is something that he deserved, and he deserves to be called out for it, so that's why I would use his name. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So anyway, David Elam is his name. And I don't
know
where
he's going
to get from the six. Where is he going to get the $6.5 million? But
yeah.
Let's, you know, that's his problem. If he's got any assets, they'll get attached. Kind of like what happened with OJ when he got he was not found guilty in criminal court, but he was found guilty in the civil court. And that's where the $30 million award went to the Goldberg family. Because he had assets, but he was, I don't know if smart enough is the right word, cagey enough, cute enough, devious enough to put all of that stuff, for the most part, in trust, except for his NFL, I think he has an NFL pension that's going to that family. But other than that, they didn't get any money, not to do anything.
Yeah.
I think it may be the other way around. He protected, anyway, most of his assets. So, but if you're in this circumstance, I think this, frankly, the criminal courts are so screwed up now in our country because their backlog is so, it's intense how long you have to wait to get justice. And a lot of times, in this circumstance, so he wasn't found guilty of the criminal crimes that he was charged with, but he was found guilty of this stuff. And so he shouldn't go to jail anyway. He should get it in a pocketbook. That's why I think civil court sometimes is more worthwhile in terms of putting energy into getting some kind of a verdict, because you're really putting this guy in jail isn't going to do anything. What is it going to do? It's not going to fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hit him where it hurts, then where did that term revenge porn come from? How'd that start being used?
Well, it's after someone gets broken up with, they post naked pictures, so they're getting revenge and it's porn.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Sweet. 40, yeah. not sweet. 45 past the hour, DJV time. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Karis Schillen. And a little pill that makes a big difference, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Purity products now on the trail. This is one of the largest outreaches this company has ever had. Krill and fish oil together. This is a nutritional dream. The solution to satisfy those people who want to make sure that their cardiovascular health is ramped up every day and also a way to boost your joint comfort with the krill oil that helps to work with the bursa. The bursa is the sac around all your joints that keeps you from having bone rub against bone. So this is all about joint comfort and flexibility as you get older. It's also about your heart, your cardiovascular system, getting blood to your brains and your muscles and every part of your body. Everything needs to function well, and it does when you take one of these every day. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 available now from Purity Products without charge, without cost, by dialing 800-355-1493. Let me repeat that number, 800-355-1493. You pay a couple of bucks in shipping, that's it. And you can, I'm going to tell you a little secret. If you want to get more than one free, just call up and use a different name. Somebody else lives in your house. Let's say you're married to somebody with a different name. I'm just helping them out a little bit. Let's get a little exposure. 800-355-1493. Victoria always likes it when I go off the reservation because she knows what I'm supposed to be saying.
And I really like these products and I really use them, so yes, I don't want to lose advertisers.
Yes. Okay. So you won't. Purity Products, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 for energy, 800-355-1493 for your free bottle.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Studies have shown that the vast majority of people thought to be allergic to penicillin really aren't. Often, these people confuse medication side effects with an allergy.
So common things like abdominal pain, nausea, or diarrhea that people commonly have while taking an antibiotic are thought to be a sign of an allergy.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Nipuni Rajapakse says true allergic reaction can have a spectrum of symptoms.
The most severe type of allergy that we all worry about and hear about is something called anaphylaxis. That usually presents in a few different ways, but the common symptoms being hives, type itchy rash, breathing difficulties, swelling of the airway, or dangerously low blood pressure.
Dr. Rajapakse says if you may be allergic but aren't sure, talk with your doctor and decide if an allergy skin test may be in order. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so as you know, there's a new Lost in Space coming out. I think it's on Netflix. It's on one of those channels.
Netflix. Yeah, I saw an ad for that.
Right, yeah.
It looks interesting.
Yeah, that's the revival of the old. One of the great lines from it is, danger, danger, Will Robinson, from the original one. And that makes it into the new one. So this is sort of from the danger, danger Facebook. And not just Facebook, but danger for anybody and everybody who gives to a charity. The biggest Black Lives Matter page on Facebook has been exposed as a fake. There's a white dude in Australia who's collecting money, and he's gotten $100,000 in donations, supposedly to help, but it wasn't helping anybody but his bank account. Guy's name is Ian McKay. And he works for the National Union of Workers in Australia. So the account now has been suspended. But the point here is, when we got a lot of conversation about Facebook certainly today. But in this circumstance, what it is a warning. These charities or these people that can go online and they'll hit you for anything. Mm-hmm. And you got to know, if you're at all concerned or at all worried or at all wondering, don't send your money. Period. Okay? Don't send money to Black Lives Matter on Facebook.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Make the podcast. We'll talk this week's podcast, DJVShow.com. Podcast has a focus on who's dropping babies or who's not dropping babies. The ladies and their conversations that we don't always get to hear on the air. Help yourself to that. The podcast at DJVShow.com. Now 53 after the hour. Time for Tech Talk with Victoria and I. I'll take a back seat here because I was about to say a backward seat. I hope I'm not. I am backward when it comes to a lot of this stuff. We all know, we all know, there's a lot of people buzzing today about how ridiculous the hearing was with Mark Zuckerberg, where he faced the members of the Senate, and these old fossils, my God, they sounded so stupid. Feinstein and Orrin Hatch, they're both, 84, 86, something like that. And, you know, they don't even know where the
button is. What is the Facebook? Like, you can just picture them.
Right, yeah. All right, so anyway, we'll go into that in depth later on. But suffice it to say that Zuckerberg was on trial, and his company looks like it is in such disarray, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't want to see. It's a great American company. I don't want to see them go down.
Yeah.
But they just don't seem to be able to get their hands around this.
Yeah, well, he told the Senate panel yesterday that he feels Facebook is in an arms race with Russia and other foreign adversaries who are seeking to exploit Facebook to influence U.S. elections.
Yeah.
And he said Facebook's getting better at using artificial intelligence to identify fake accounts, and they're hoping to stop the spread of misinformation. But he also acknowledged that he's made a lot of mistakes in running the company. He said he's working to restore people's faith in Facebook. 87 million users have been breached. There were protesters outside of the hearing holding 100 life-size cutouts of Zuckerberg mm-hmm. outside the Capitol. People are angry about this.
What's
Hashtag delete Facebook is all over social media. I thought one thing was interesting. Senator John Cornyn of Texas, he's the number two Republican in the Senate leadership, he said apologies are not enough. Facebook and other social media platforms need to come clean with the American people. These companies must back up their words with actions with that better safeguard the American consumer. And he said Congress should consider passing new data privacy laws that give consumers more control over their personal information and require companies to disclose, quote, in plain English, which data they're actually collecting.
Well,
and he said, which I think is really great. Then he also had an interesting proposal, which is kind of rare for a Republican because, you know, well, less government is, you know, smaller
yes.
government
okay.
is usually. So this in this instance,
thank
it's sort of flipped.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so he said perhaps we should treat social media platforms as information fiduciaries and impose legal obligations on them as we do with lawyers and doctors who are privy to our most personal
well,
information.
If you're going to do that,
that's
you got to do it to the news media too. You can't just do it to social media. You got to do it to the news media. That's why I'll never go anywhere. But
what do you mean to do it to the news media?
Well, you have to, if you're going to make them present their bona fides more or less, then you need the news media to do that as well.
No, no, no. That's, this is about privacy though. This
well,
is totally different.
Here's
the news media doesn't collect individual people's private information.
Are you kidding?
And Facebook does.
Of course they do.
No, they, not to this level. No, they don't,
well,
Doug. They
not
don't.
To this hey, listen, I ran a newsroom. I've been in the news business. Yeah, they do.
No, but
they
no,
don't,
no, no, no. But
they don't
this
do
guy's
it like
talking,
this. I understand what you're
right,
saying
but what
here,
he's but, talking about is when you sign on willingly to this platform, you are checking off all these different opt-in and opt-out options.
Well, but you never read the fine print. It's pages and pages and pages of stuff.
Well,
that you
right.
Read,
right.
So
people
can,
don't. And that yeah. is part of the problem. But I think what Senator Cornyn is saying is correct, that there should be more oversight over Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat
yeah.
and things like that. That's totally different, though, than the news media. I know you
well,
hate the news media, but this is a totally different beast.
There are some of the same issues, I believe, of privacy. But, yeah, there is a different. We're talking about gathering in larger numbers. But there are plenty of cases where the news media has invaded people's privacy without having any recourse. And so that's why I said what I did. Now, I'm not suggesting the news media is doing
well, this
it to the volume
yeah.
that Facebook is, but
they're
well, still
but this is still
it.
Different because people on Facebook, just like in a doctor or a lawyer, you trust that your information will be safe with them and that you trust
I
there's
don't.
A okay, well, most people, when they go to the doctor, HIPAA
oh,
laws make
the
them feel...
I thought you were talking about Facebook.
Doctors and lawyers... No, what I'm saying is this
yeah,
senator
HIPAA.
Is proposing that doctors and lawyers, the confidentiality that legally exists between patients and a doctor or a lawyer, that the same those same laws and restrictions be applied to social media because they're also collecting our sensitive personal data. I agree with that 100%.
Unbeknownst
That's totally
to us. This
yeah.
this whole thing is not anything that I knew was going on. I don't want people knowing what I'm doing or who I'm talking to. That's none of anybody's business. But we're more accepting of invading or allowing ourselves to be invaded than we used to be. Because in the words of Whoopi Goldberg, I got nothing to hide. Whoopi, that's not the point.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.